No Immunity by Susan Dunlap. Chapter 1. He never should have trusted them to Louisa. You don't leave two defenseless Panamanians who speak no English, no Spanish, no nothing with a woman who just dumped you. Whom you dumped. But Louisa was the only one here in Las Vegas who had shown any interest in Juan and Carlos. And she was a doctor. What other choice was there? Grady Hummacker asked himself again. He could hardly babysit two teenaged boys while $50 million oozed through his fingers, could he? The charter to Panama would have taken off without him. Anyone would have told him, go, even the boys if they could have. But the sudden flight to Panama and back in 2 days had wiped him out. He hadn't slept down there, and all the way back he'd worried about the boys. The steering wheel slipped as Grady cut left, away from Las Vegas's McCarran Airport. Pickups rolled. He'd rolled three of them in his 37 years. If he had any sense, he'd have sworn off trucks after the first one. But he loved the lurch when he screeched around a corner on two wheels, that split second between flipping and straightening out, between life and death. He thought the boys might be frightened, but they loved it too. Sunday, on the way to the picnic, he'd had the truck up over 100. They were grinning, the two of them. They hadn't grinned like that since the first time he brought them out of the Panamanian rainforest and into the hotel in Yaviza. The hotel was a no-star place, but to two deaf teenagers from a rainforest tribe, walking into the lobby bar with the neon lights had been like catapulting into the future. They'd shrunk back against the wall, sure, but Juan hadn't stayed there long. His eyes had...